Have you ever known someone who could be labeled a glory hog? This is a person who is always seeking praise, glory, and recognition, even for things they didn't do or played a very small part in doing. They have a compulsive need to be recognized and acknowledged. They will spin every situation into showcasing their greatness or their contribution. These aren't fun people to be around. They suck the energy and the attention to them, and they feel the need to tell everybody in the room about their worth. This is not the way of the believer. As believers, our aim should be to glorify God and God alone. Repeatedly, Jesus tells his disciples and us that those who receive glory and honor in this life have received their rewards and will receive no reward in the kingdom. Jesus tells us that the greatest among us will be a servant. He tells us not to seek the places of honor and status. He tells us that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Why is it then that we still participate in idol worship? Too often, we place too much weight on the individual God uses rather than God Himself. Now, to some extent, this is the human way. We need heroes, examples, people to look up to. Celebrity and superhero culture has created a sense of longing where we feel like we want to be like this person or that person. And the sad reality is that we have even done this with Bible characters. We have spiritual superheroes. We think of some of these characters as giants of faith and celebrate them for what they did. But how many of us know that it was not them, it was God? These people didn't have power. God had power. They had no authority. God was the one and is the one who has all authority. The superhero of the Bible is Jesus Christ. The Bible is his story and no one else's. Yes, there were others used by God, but no one else should be glorified but the Lord. These people didn't do anything except say yes to God's call. In fact, most of them had to be dragged into following God's call, kicking and screaming. Think of Jonah. Think of Moses, who made so many excuses not to answer God's call to take on Pharaoh. Now, it's not a bad thing to have favorite Bible characters, but we must recognize that these men and women didn't do anything of their own power. It was only through God that they were able to accomplish mighty things. Let's look at a few examples. Who are some favorite Bible heroes? How about David? The little shepherd boy who slays a giant becomes a great warrior and eventually becomes king of Israel. What a story! We all see ourselves in David's story. We all want to believe that we would have the courage to slay Goliath. We all want to believe that we would be like David, who stood up for God's name and honor. We like to see ourselves as David standing up to Saul and his army. But the truth is that David did not achieve the victory over Goliath, but God gave him the victory. The truth is that God put enough power behind that stone, and he directed it to just the right margin between Goliath's helmet and took him out. The victory was God's, not David's. So who is the real hero of the story? God. Let's take another one. How about Gideon? That mighty man of valor who defeated a Midianite army of thousands with only 300 men? Did Gideon achieve that victory? No. Gideon didn't even want to go. Gideon didn't even believe God when God...
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.
He told him he would give him the victory. Gideon cowered in a cave and demanded that God give him signs in order to prove that God would help him. Then, when he finally agreed to do it, he amassed an army of 32,000 men. God told Gideon that was too many. If Gideon had achieved victory with that army, they would think they accomplished the victory and not God. So So God told Gideon to tell anyone who was scared to go home. And 22,000 people went home. Then, with 10,000 left, God tells him it's still too many. Finally, Gideon's men were whittled down to just 300 men versus an army of thousands, and God achieved the victory with the 300 barely lifting a finger. Remember Joshua? Do you remember how God gave him and the Israelites the victory over the massive city of Jericho with just marching and shouting? They didn't lift a finger. Is that victory Joshua's? No, that victory is God's. Let's give credit where credit is due. Let's give honor where honor is due. And all the glory belongs to the Lord. Don't praise David, praise God. Don't praise Gideon, praise the Lord. I would even go as far as saying, don't see yourself as David going up against Goliath. You are not the hero. Don't see yourself as Daniel in the lion's den. You are not the hero. See yourself as someone who is at the mercy of the Lord. See yourself as a witness to the power of the Lord. Ultimately, this isn't about over-glorifying Bible characters. It's about over-glorifying ourselves and our leaders. How many pastors have fallen under the weight of the expectations and celebrity we have placed around them? How many church leaders have buckled under the pressure? How many politicians or celebrities have turned to lewd sexuality, drugs, and alcohol in order to cope with the pressure of being in the public eye and constantly glorified? What's the connection? The connection is that human beings are not made to handle that kind of glory. We can't take it. It is detrimental to our souls and our very beings. That type of worship and glory is meant for God and God alone. We must not fall into the trap of glorifying the vessel over the one who made the vessel. We must never glorify the one who was used, but rather the one who did the using. God is the giver of victory. God is the giver of life. God is the giver of all good things. And He alone is worthy of the glory. He alone is worthy of the honor. He alone is worthy of the praise. Who else but God? Who else but God? Let us take stock today of what credit or glory we are hogging for ourselves. What are we taking credit for that belongs to God? Let us also examine who we are glorifying when we should be glorifying God. Are we idolizing a pastor or church leader? A politician or celebrity? Let us let go of our idols and remember that it is God and God alone that deserves all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise in our lives.